pray. Lord, we thank you for this day of celebration, but also not always for all people. We pray that you would help us to listen to your word, for us to take to heart that which you would want us to know, and the wisdom to listen and obey. In Jesus' name, amen. What a great day today, and it's the sun shining as well. But do you know Mother's Day can be a day of mixed blessings? Because everyone's relationship with his or her mother is different. In a congregation like ours, there is a full spectrum of emotions, I suspect, that surface when we think of our mothers. From regret, heartache, to grief, to love, to appreciation and gratitude. It may be because you did not have a particularly good experience of being mothered by your birth mother, for many, many reasons. Or maybe you weren't able to have children. Your children perhaps aren't unfortunately with you anymore, or communication has broken down. Or maybe, like me, today is particularly tender because your mother is no longer with you. And for many today, it is just too hard even to come to church. So we think of those as we celebrate. On Mothering Sunday, or Mother's Day, as we like to call it in our secular world, we give thanks for those who mother us, for those who today and in years gone by have given us themselves to and for us, for those who have made sacrifices so that we might enjoy life and become the grown-ups that we flourish, if you like. In many communities nowadays, to say thank you only to our own mums is to ignore so many other people who care for us. In families across our town and our land, there are grandparents, aunties, uncles, fathers, foster parents, and social service carers providing motherly love and care to so many people, both old and young. I was Googling about things about Mother's Day, and did you know in an art section in a newspaper some years ago, they produced a list of 50 maternal icons, mothers who have left their mark on the world. Being the arts section, of course, the examples were from plays, opera, television and cinema, as well as paintings. So at number 3, this might surprise you, was Marge Simpson, described as a linchpin of her family and a staunch, if uninspired, homemaker. At 13 is Lady Bracknell from Oscar Wilde's comedy, The Importance of Being Earnest, described as a formidable, cynical snob. Peggy Archer from The Archers is number 27, and Dot Cotton from EastEnders is at 38. Hamlet's mother Gertrude is at 6, and Widow Tanky from Aladdin, his grumpy mother, is at number 19. John Lennon's mother, Julia, is at 50, despite the fact that his sister brought him up. As I looked at it, I couldn't understand how everyone got in that position. He did have the headline, though, Magnificent Matriarchs, Monster Mothers, and Marvellous Mums. But for us, perhaps as a Christian community, and after what we've seen on the screen earlier, the number one mum in that list was Mary, the mother of Jesus. And I think we can see probably why, and we celebrate today all those who have and do give us motherly care. The reading we heard from the Bible, a very well-known story to many of us, shows that sometimes it's not just our birth mother who offers us mothering, but others too. For Moses' real mother, if you read back through Exodus, you will find that actually a decree had gone out to kill all the male babies. And so his mother, he'd got to 3 months old and he was starting to make a bit of noise in the house. She couldn't hide him any longer and realised she needed to do something drastic. So she prepared. She didn't just pop him in a basket in the river. She covered that basket in pitch and tar so it was a bit waterproof. And she hid him in the reeds, not knowing who would find him or what would happen. We also then have his sister, who stood by to watch, see what happened. And the third lady in our story is Pharaoh's daughter, coming down to the Nile to bathe, it says, with her entourage. All of them perhaps having something to do with the mothering of that great patriarch that we have in our Bible. And they were all really, really brave. Moses did grow up having two mothers, but actually, if you look at the story, they were all brave in their own way. For his mother was really brave that she had hid him for all that time, placed him in a basket, and hoped for the best. His sister, standing on the Nile banks, when she could see the princess, the Pharaoh's daughter, coming with her entourage and stepping forward to speak to her, was also brave. And actually, even the Pharaoh's daughter was incredibly brave, because it was her father who had put out the decree to kill all those young babies. So she was brave to take one of those babies into her household. Moses grew up in that kind of society where he was looked after, as we heard Addy read so well, nursed by his own mother, because his sister had gone forward, been brave enough to approach Pharaoh's daughter and say, "I know someone who can help you look after him. I'll go and get someone from our village." And she brings his own mother. So his own mother looked after him and nursed him for about 3 years, we think. That's what history shows us, what happened at those times. Then she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter and handed her own child over. And then he was brought up with a good education in Egyptian times. He was given all the trappings of the palace. But as we read on through the Bible, we know that he stayed an Israelite through to his heart. Little did they know that all three of those women were part of God's plan, all providing some kind of mothering to Moses. And just as Claire said at the beginning, when we saw all those mothers like Mrs. Doubtfire and Mary Poppins, we often have other mothering figures in our lives. And Wendy, absolutely, sorry I forgot that. Yeah, Mummy Pig, yes. We had a whole row of them. In my life, yes, in my life, I have also had people who have mothered me and looked after me. I was a particular horrible teenager. I know you can't believe it looking at me now, but I was very rebellious. I ran away. I caused my mum a lot of heartache. I really wasn't the best daughter during those times. But I was very lucky that down my road was a lady called Marion, one of our neighbours, and it was a place where I could go that was safe. My mum would eventually know I would find myself there, and Marion would perhaps help me to see sense when all I could see was anger with my mum. So she was very good. I also, because I was one of five, I was the eldest of five, and my poor old mum had five of us under five, had an auntie and a lady called Mrs. Smiles, who used to come and help my mum. And they also provided us with mothering. My own children have had other mother figures in their lives, thank goodness is all I can say, because if they were stuck with just me, it might have been a problem. Oliver, very much. In fact, all of them have had my mum to show them through. She's been big in their lives. When I was doing my training for ordination, she used to come and look after them. At times when I had terrible depression, she came as well. She provided the mothering for them that I, at those times, couldn't. And of course, Chris has had a little bit to do with that. And Ellen, as well, has had lots of people to mother her, but her main ones, she would say, her second mothers, are Wendy, who lives opposite us, who had a house full of girls, so she could escape there when her brothers got too much for her. And lovely Claire Harold, she always calls her second mum, because poor old Claire has had to listen to her moaning and going on about her own mother, and that has also provided a safe haven for her at many times. We all have different people in our lives who perhaps not just our own mothers, but those other people who have provided mothering for us. And you've all been given a heart as you came in, and during the prayers there'll be a time for you to write on there perhaps all the people that have mothered you or provided that in your life. And then we'll bring them up during communion and pop them in a basket as our prayers. But of course, us as a church here, We are often known as called the Mother Church. We are here to provide family for everyone who comes through our door, that welcome, to provide all that perhaps parenting, but also mothering for those of us who need mothering sometimes. Even me, when I've needed mothering, there have been lots of you who have provided that for us. So I think our challenge today is to celebrate all those who have been mothers perhaps to us, but also as a church to continue to provide all those aspects that make mothers so wonderful. The trusting, the listening, the loving, the caring, compassionate, all those things when you think of a mother that we provide, that should be what it is like and continue, I should say, what it is like when people arrive here. So let us pray. Lord, we thank you that you provide us with mothers. We thank you for all those who have mothered us in our lives. Help us as a church to provide that mothering for those who come and visit us, but also those who are part of our community. But most of all, thank you for mothering. Amen.